And if you were here last week, as Mike preached to us, the word says that we are changed and we continue to change. As we gather here, the veils are removed from our mind and from our heart. As we turn to the Lord, we are changed. We are set free. We are transformed by the Spirit of God. And this isn't really a preach this morning. I'm just going to read some scripture over us. But what this is, it's an encouragement to participate. You'll sit. We don't have to participate if we are visitors. But I want to say, I encourage all of you to participate in every way that you can with the Lord. Amen. Because He has brought you here. And everything we participate, and in the participation, we find Him. We find His presence. We experience Him together. May the Lord bless the reading of His word. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6. This is so long, you might need snacks. But among the mature, we do impart wisdom. It's not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away, but we impart a secret and a hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love Him. Say this, what God has prepared for me. Imagine that. What no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for you who love Him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. One of the things that we need to do in the participation is contribution. If you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, He's going to activate you and ignite gifts and talents and abilities, prophetic ability and gifts, spiritual gifts. Part of our participation is to bring that gift and to present it. If you feel songs or if you get words or you see pictures, we bring them. Amen. We submit them. And together we see and experience these things that God is revealing to us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the Spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we, say we, have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things He has given us. Hallelujah. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. It's why we are here. It's part of our responsibility of leadership is to study the Word, to know the ways of the Lord, to seek the Lord in prayer, to try and discern the times and the season and what the Lord is saying to us as a congregation, where He's going, what He's doing, how He's moving, to discern what the Lord is saying over somebody's life, what He has deposited there, what He's doing there, what the process is, what He's bringing forth. Amen. This is all precious and holy and powerful and wonderful. But we need to position ourselves in a way that we understand. I mean, that we contribute, that we participate. Because there is a place and this is the place of a natural mind, where he does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. They are folly to him. He's not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. So it's possible to receive the wisdom from God through a leader and reject that completely because the natural mind says, nah, this doesn't make sense to me. Why must I give 10% of my money? Or whatever it may be. But the spiritual person judges all things, but himself is to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord as to instruct him? But we, say we, have the mind of Christ. We're living in a new era in the Lord. In the old days, you would have a singular prophet somewhere in the wilderness saying, the Lord is saying this, the Lord is saying that. But when Jesus came and died and rose again and poured his Spirit out, it's a new dispensation. We experience the Spirit together. We find his presence. We receive the revelation that he's revealing to us. And together, we go forward. Amen. I see some people on Facebook who think they're John the Baptist. But they're not John the Baptist because at his preaching, everybody came and repented. You're not John the Baptist if you're saying big things on Facebook and there's no result. I mean, sit down. We together, it's not God's design for you to be a voice alone in the wilderness. That time is done. The voices gathered together here. And each one of you is important. Amen. Together. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Amen. Together. The body does not consist of one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to that body, it would not make him any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, it would be weird. But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there is many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow greater honor. And understand that this morning, what the Lord is saying, that each one here is important. Every one of you. Sean can't be Martin, and Martin can't be Sean. And neither of us can be Ross. Amen. And nobody can be Ethan. There's none like him. Can we maybe just give this guy a hand? Man, you've been such a blessing. Stay low, but keep burning. It's evidence, he's evidence of somebody coming and bringing their part. Amen? Who's been blessed by the worship? I have. In the same way, there's something inside each one of you. And if you do not bring it, we are poorer for the sake of it. And then it continues that God has given gifts to the body, apostles, prophets, pastors. We don't all have the same gifts. We are all different. But it's important that each one of us brings who we are, what we are, and the revelation and the deposit that God has put inside of us. It's important. So this is an encouragement to participate. You know, when what I also want to say is this wisdom, the preaching, the teaching, the sessions, the training, the things we hear, even the prophetic words. If you pay attention to me, every meeting that I sit, I take notes. Why do I take notes? I want to hear what the Lord is saying. I can go back 7 years and I can tell you what the prophetic words were in the meetings in that time, because I'm paying attention. People question things that happened 7 years ago. Then I've got a book. I take out the book. This was the word on that Sunday. This was the word on that one. Here the Lord warned against the little foxes. Here the Lord said this. Why? It's because the Spirit is revealing things from heaven. As we see, as we hear, as we experience, we are changed. Amen. Paul said this to Timothy, I remind you of those things that were said over you. According to them, make the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. By rejecting these, some have made shipwreck to their faith. He's saying, remember the things the Lord said over your life. Guard them, the things that were entrusted to you. With them, you will wage the warfare. Because if you ignore them, you can shipwreck your life. But then he also tells him, put these things before the brothers. If you do this, if you remind people what God is saying, if you remind people what the Word says, if you remind people what the Spirit is saying to the church, you are a good servant of Christ, trained in the words of faith and of a good doctrine that you have followed. And then there's an encouragement of how to live. Can we maybe have some music, yeah? Please. I think more than anything, what I can say is that God is working in this congregation in a very specific and a unique way, in a new way. I mean, who feels that? I feel like I've experienced like a surge of the Spirit's life recently. I feel awakened somehow. Like some of that fatigue is gone. I've got a new like energy in the Lord. I've got a new aggression, if you want, to share the name of Jesus. And if you pay attention to what has been brought and taught here in the last while, specifically going back to Janet Brand, she said, the Lord has earmarked this congregation for an outpouring of the Spirit. Man, if you contend for one thing, contend for that thing. There will be a revival among the youth, and the supernatural become like every day, signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. You remember? So many wonderful words. The Lord is moving, He's working, He's drawing us all in. If you pay attention, the altar calls week after week, draw near to me, draw near to me, calling His children home. And some are responding and changing, and some are yet to respond. And some of us maybe are a bit stuck because we don't know how, and even that is okay. But trust that the Lord is working. Amen. You know, and if you are not free, or you're still broken, or you're still down, or you're still depressed, and you don't know what to do or what to change or how to even respond, then you come forth and you raise your hand to heaven and you say, Lord, here I am. I don't know what to do, but I want to be changed. I want to be transformed. It's not enough for me to hear the testimonies of everybody else receiving the blessing, receiving the breakthrough, receiving freedom. You need to be hungry. You know, I had the privilege to go to Sunningdale PM this Wednesday. And it was wonderful. I asked, who knows me or who doesn't know me? Half of the people didn't know who I was. Never heard of Martin before. It was beautiful. I told them that Jesus changed my life. This is how it happened. And then we prayed and the Holy Spirit poured out on the whole meeting. Raw power. People experiencing God everywhere. Because He's alive. Amen. Maybe we can rise to our feet. One of the words was that we have to persevere. We have to press in. Amen. Some of us have to turn away from certain things and not go back there. Others have to just keep pressing through the crowd till you touch the hem of His garment. It's possible. It's available. It's available.